Tonight is Monday night, December 2nd. This is the Gemara Shir. We're learning Maseches Moed Katan. We're on the top of Daf, bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis, top of Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Okay, Rabotai. We did the Mishnah last week. This is it. We did the Mishnah, and we have to see a couple of other things concerning the Gemara and comments. And then I want to develop and show that the Titanic Machloikas are showing him about wearing tefillin on Cholosh HaMoed. And we're going to read quite a bit of a Yahrzeit shiur that the Rav gave in the early 70s, where he makes the case not to wear tefillin on Cholosh HaMoed. So the Mishnah had said, let's read the Mishnah quickly again, the second part of the Mishnah, where it states, Ein kosvin svarim tefillin u'mezuzos b'moed. One is not permitted to write Sifrei Torah, tefillin and mezuzos on Cholosh HaMoed. Ve'ein magiyin os achas afilu b'sefer Ezra. One does not repair even one letter in the Sefer Torah which was in the Azara, or the Sefer Torah which Ezra had written. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kosev Adam Tfilin u'mezuzos le'atzmo. A person can write Tfilin and mezuzos for himself. And the assumption of le'atzmo is the way Rashi says, on the box, the last Rashi on Yud Ches Amud Beis, le'kayim zeh ha-mitzvah. In order to personally fulfill the mitzvah. So if you need a pair of tefillin and you wear tefillin Cholosh HaMoed, you're allowed to write a pair of tefillin. If you move into a house and you need a mezuzah, you're allowed to write a mezuzah. You're allowed a mezuzah on Cholosh HaMoed. And but Rashi adds, Aval litzibur limkor de derech schirus heva chashiv malacha. But to write as a hired employee. Somebody asks you to write a pair of tefillin for their son. Somebody asks you to write a mezuzah for them. That is not permitted on Cholosh HaMoed, the way Rashi understands it. Fine.
Even if that person needs it for his
Okay, so that's... Rashi doesn't seem to indicate... Rashi interprets the word... le'atzmo... le'atzmo is limited. He himself, le'atzmo, for what reason? To be mekayim a mitzvah. Others disagree and say if somebody else needs it to be mekayim a mitzvah, what difference does it make between him? Okay, so we'll see.
What's the urgency of mezuzah?
Because you're supposed to have a mezuzah on the door. Not supposed to wait.
But you can wait. I mean,
not supposed to wait. Supposed to wait a second until you put up a... If you buy a house...
Yeah.
Any place in the world, you're chayav in mezuzah the minute you walk in. The only time that you have the 30-day delay is if you're renting an apartment in Chutz La'aretz. That's it. But if you're in Eretz Yisrael, if you rent an apartment, you're chayav in mezuzah immediately.
If you buy a house in America, you can live in your house though without a mezuzah. You don't have it at night. You move in on
You're supposed to put it up right away. If you didn't, you don't get cremated. But but what happens is you violate an Isur Aseh, and it's an you fail to be mekayim a mitzvah Aseh. That's all. Which is something. Yeah. It's people think that you always have the 30 days. It's not true. If you buy, no leeway. Renting only in Chutz La'aretz. Yeah. Rab Yehuda Omer, Kosev Adam Tefillin Mezuzah L'Atzmo. So, yeah. And then the Mishnah also said, V'tova Al Yerecho, he somehow weaves together the tcheles for tzitzis on his knee. As I said last time, I'm not quite sure how that takes place, but you can't do it by holding all of the paraphernalia in your hand in the normal fashion. Fine. Now, this line of Rashi is of the Mishnah is subject to a machloikis rishonim as to whether or not we are limiting it only to the tcheles, or can you also spin the lavan as well? Spin the lavan as well. So Rabbeinu Tam says that this is not limited only to the tcheles. Tcheles is just the highlight of the mitzvah. But if you have to spin the wool in order to make the lavan of the tzitzis, of course you can do so. It's just as much a part of the mitzvah as the tcheles is. However, the Hagos Ashri, let me see if I brought it here. No, I didn't. The Hagos HaAshri writes that it's limited only to the tcheles. Only to the tcheles. Why? Because the tcheles is only one or possibly two of the eight strings. So that type of a malacha we will allow. But to start spinning wool for eight strings or seven or six strings, we will not allow that whatsoever. The reason why I say one or two is that's the machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid, how to put tcheles on. Do you take one string of tcheles and dye it and double it over, in which case it's two out of the six, or you have one thread and only one, you double it over like we do all of ours, and only one side is dyed with tcheles. So if you look at people who have tcheles, it depends which ones they bought. When I went in to buy tcheles for my talis, so the guy only had the ravid, so that's the one I have. And they have two. Ramam sheet is, the other rishonim, you have only one string. So, depends what you get. Fine. So that's a machloikis between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Hagos HaAshri. Hagos HaAshri. Yes. Let's read the Gemara a little, and then we'll open it up for some machloikis. Tana Rabbanan. Kosev Adam Tfilin Umizuzos La'atzmo Vitova Al Yerecho Tcheles L'tzitziso. So this brisa is against our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah, in the Stam Mishnah, the non-authored statement says, Ein Kosvin Svarim Tfilin Umizuzos. You don't write. And Rabbi Yehuda is the one who disagrees. However, in the brisa, it's authored in the opinion of Rabbi Meir, says you're allowed to write tefillin and mezuzah la'atzmo v'tova yirecho ule'acherim bitova la'acherim bitova. What do you think bitova means?
Free.
As a favor, exactly, for free. But as Rashi adds on the second line, v'lo bischar. Because if you're already charging rent, then it looks like commercial business. And we want to avoid commercial business on Cholo Shomoed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ma'arim Umocher Eshelo V'chozer V'kosev La'atzma. Rabbi Yehuda says you can be a prankster. What you do is, you take somebody who needs a pair of tzitzis or a pair of tefillin, you take your tefillin and give it to him. Nope. Next day I got to put on tefillin, so I have to write my own tefillin. So you're allowed to make this harama, this little scheme, this little game, and as a result, sell it to him and then write your own to replace yours. Rabbi Yossi Omer, third opinion is, Kosev Umocher Kidarko Kidei Parnasoso. You're allowed to write and sell without playing games of giving the buyer yours. You can just write it straight, but kidei parnasasa. Now that phrase I can translate one of two ways. I'm going to explain it the way most Rishonim explain. Says Rashi, take a look at Rashi. Kidei parnasasa. beharvacha. Velo mairi b'mi she'ein lo mayocha. It is not talking about, and that's the way other Rishonim explain this phrase, that it's not talking about that this sofer has nothing to eat. Because as we've seen previously, when somebody has nothing to eat, we allow him to engage in certain business activities or a production of things just to generate support to feed himself. Says Rashi, that's not the case. So what does kidei parnasaso mean? What you typically would earn on a given day. So you can't go ahead and keep your business open. Let's say you normally open for 8 hours. And you know, chol mayin, I'm going to keep it open 12 hours. And I'm going to earn a lot of money. Can't do that. Only kidei parnasaso. So according to Rashi, Rabbi Rosi is the most lenient of the three opinions. The most lenient. The first opinion, Rabbi Meir says, you are only permitted to write for yourself and for somebody else as doing them a favor. But you can't earn a nickel. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can earn a nickel, but only through harama. What you have to do is give away yours, and then you write your own in order to replace your own. Then, if somebody else wants to, you give that one away, and then you write another pair for yourself. That's the only way you can earn a few dollars. And according to Rabbi Yossi, you can earn a few dollars in the normal way without acting like a crook, but rather simply do so as long as you don't overdo it. Kedei parnasasa. However, some Rishonim learn exactly what Rashi said is not the case. Kedei parnasasa means in order to sustain him, so he's allowed to sell even without a harama if he happens to need it. But if he doesn't need it, under those circumstances, you can't write anything. In which case, this third opinion of Rabbi Yossi is not the most lenient, quite the opposite. He's the most stringent. He doesn't allow you to write unless you are starving and have nothing to eat. In which case, the first line of our Mishnah, in Kosvin, the second line of the Mishnah, which we began tonight, which writes, Stam, in Kosvin Svarim Tunazim Mezuzas, is the author by Rabbi Yossi. Because the Rishonim are trying to figure out who might be the author of the opinion who is against Rabbi Yehuda, who says, you're allowed to write, whereas the Mishnah says, Ein Kosvin. So according to those who disagree with Rashi, Rabbi Yossi is the author of that opinion. According to Rashi, it's a little more difficult to know who is this opinion of Ein Kosvin, because none of them are quoted in the Brisa who say that you are permitted to write. Yes?
The issue here is Mekachu Memkar on Halamoid, or the issue is Ksiva or Gerach Umanos?
No, it's Ksiva. There's no doubt. It's Ksiva. But if we're going to allow to write certain things, there is a secondary issue. That we don't want you to do so, you know, to create the impression that my business is open as usual. So if you take that opinion of Rabbi Yossi, the Isur Ksiva has been relaxed. And it has to be Derech Umnus. It has to be. Because, as Tosis pointed out, Ksivas Stam, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzas, have to be written, you know, with a certain standard. It's always Maisa Uman. But we'll allow it because people need it. Because people need it.
Right.
Yeah. Now, Now, notice that our Mishnah prohibits three things. Svarim, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs. The Brisa, in all three opinions, never mentions Svarim. Only allowed to write Tefillin and Mezuzahs. So this is going to be subject to certain Rishonim. If you take a look at Yeah. If you take a look at the first page, page number one, which is the Beit Yosef's commentary on the Torah, and he writes, "Asur lichto b'chol ha-moed, va'afilu lahagia os achas b'sefer asur." Even in a Sefer Torah, to correct one letter is asur. Mishnah b'perek el medalcha. The kos of Harambam, shahatam mitnei shezu melacha she'eino l'tzorach ha-moed. You don't have to, what's the necessity of repairing a Sefer Torah on Chol HaMoed? V'chein koso b'sman.
You don't have to learn.
Okay, so he's going to get to that in a second. V'koso harav ha-magid, that's the Magid Mishnah, b'shem hara'ah, shekishem shemutta lichtov tefillin ha-mezuzas la'atzmo, kach mutta la'hagia b'sefer Torah tzorach atzmo l'shem Mishnah. There could be two reasons to correct the Sefer Torah for yourself. You're learning. Don't forget, people didn't have printed chumashim. So if you wanted to study chumash, you had to take out either a Sefer Torah or what the Mishnah and Megillah calls svarim, a klaf, a scroll with one chumash. That has a kedushas, it's called kedushas svarim, it's 1 degree less than a full Sefer Torah. But it's written exactly like a Sefer Torah. So if I want to learn and there's a mistake, that you would be permitted to do so. Shemishna seinu eina ella ba'ose la'acherim. Our Mishnah, which says ein kosvin, says the Magid Mishnah, in the name of the Ra'ah, is only talking about when you're doing it for what? For someone else. But la'atzmo, when you need it, it's perfectly okay.
Why do you need to correct it?
Because you want to know. Because you want to know what the halacha. You want to show it to somebody. You know, yeah. What you're learning chumash. You don't
so
want to
that, you, that that what you're learning is needed.
Yes.
It requires it to be in a correct form.
No, you know.
But not everything in a safer business.
I understand. But when you're reading, you want to learn. You want to do it right. You know.
Well, for a safer Torah, you need to have to.
I understand. But even to learn, I don't want to make a mistake. You know, based on a letter that might be, that might change the meaning, might change. Okay, so he writes that as long as you're learning, he doesn't even say for Kriyas HaTorah, just for learning. The Huzal and the Magid Mishnah Cholakalov, he disagreed. The Ika LeMeimar Kevan Shetziva Sfarim Asura B'Moed Afilu LaAtzmo Shari. Even for yourself to learn in the Sefer Torah is prohibited. Shaharei lohutio bebraisa elat filin umezuzos. Vahatam b'nei she'i efshar la'asot Sefer Torah achas b'cholo shomoed. You can't make a full Sefer Torah on cholo shomoed. So if you're doing it for the mitzvah, I can understand why you're writing a pair of tefillin. Because you can complete a pair of tefillin during the course of Chol HaShemoed. I can complete a mezuzah during the course of Chol HaShemoed. But you can't complete a Sefer Torah in 4 days. That's or 5 days
but
in Eretz Yisrael. Impossible.
You can complete mostly it. Done if you complete it.
Yeah. Okay. If it's mostly done, that is true. That is true. But since in general, Svarim and Mezuzah, the license is because you can complete it for the mitzvah, therefore we allow you to write. Sefer Torah, which can't be completed under normal circumstances, cannot be written. And also he adds, O mitam acher, af hagahaso asur, that not only can you not write, we don't even allow you to repair one letter of a Sefer Torah. Keep away from a Sefer Torah. V'li nira, and says the Beis Yosef, she'im lo hoyo lohem sefer Torah kasher, mutar b'chol ha-moed k'dei likros bo b'tzibur. U'kedivrei hara'ah.
I'm not talking about learning anymore. I'm talking about
that's
learning.
That's correct. He's going to something else. That if that was the need, then they could do so. He's not arguing about personal learning. He might say that you cannot write a sefer Torah or even correct it. U'kedivrei hara'ah. V'im ein lohem sefer Torah klal. What happens if they don't have a Sefer Torah at all? So they're going to have to start from Bereishis and go all the way to the end. Mutar lichta b'chol ha-moed Sefer Shalem im efshar al yedei sofrim harbe. Just get 50 sofrim. Each guy will write a tenth of the Sefer Torah. Okay, that's all. Pretty busy, but it's theoretically possible. So therefore, he disagrees. Velishne de Harambam diyekachi shenasan tam le'ein magin osach hasafilu b'sefu azara b'pnei shezu melacha she'ena litzorech hamoed. Mashma, inference, im haya batzorech hamoed kagon shetzrichem likros bo b'tzibur shari. You can do so. No problem whatsoever.
So you would hold even the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yehuda would all agree if it's for laning, you would need it.
That's correct. They just didn't talk about it, and therefore they limited their discussion to tefillin and mezuzahs. But you're right. In theory, all of them, there was three respective opinions, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi, could all be applied to a Sefer Torah if there is a Tzorah. The only machloikis is whether it's a Tzorah prati, or a tzibur. So then, once you're talking about tzibur, there is another basis to allow it. Tzorech rabim. Because tzorech rabim, we've seen, have many times allowed it. But tzorech rabim means tzorech rabim. Not right, not learning for yourself. Not learning for yourself. Ubetrumas hadeshen, simin pehe kasa, de isa ba'or zarua, de ha de ein magiyin afilo osachat b'sefer azara, pirush, kishemotziin ve'azara likrosbo ve'afilu litzorech rabim ad kan, that you cannot be magia a sefer Torah even to allow tzorech harabim to read from the sefer Torah whenever they would be reading from that particular sefer Torah. So he is a real machmir in that regard, neil rachm in that regard. If you then go to the next page for a second.
He be mocker again because you can't. It's impossible to.
He doesn't
fix it.
You don't. No, yeah, because maybe he's operating the notion. You can't write the whole thing. Impossible. So I'm not even going to allow you to what to be magia.
Okay.
Because if you're going to be magia, you'll think I'm allowed to write. I'm going to start writing the whole thing. Yeah. Yeah. Then he writes in the next section about what he defines as Tzorech HaMoed for Tefillin and Mezuzos. And he quotes in the second line the smack. Kasav smack, Osur lichtov b'moed svarim Tefillin and Mezuzos. Avol kosev adam Tefillin and Mezuzos la'atzmo. Ubi Yerushalmi mefarish rav, Bamed varam amurim lehanicham. Perush Lohanicham achar hamoed, that you can even be makil to write tefillin and on cholosh hamoed even if you're not wearing a tefillin on cholosh hamoed. But if you don't have, you're expected obviously to wear tefillin the day after yontiv, so you can't write it on yontiv. So the only opportunity that you have to write tefillin to enable you to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin after yontiv is to write them on cholosh hamoed. So that's what the smack answers. Avol lahanicham b'moed, afilu lahanicham la'acherim yachol l'kosman. But if somebody is wearing tefillin on cholosh hamoed, you can write it for them, not only la'atzmo, and to facilitate anybody's mitzvah is perfectly okay. Or ledivrei ha'omrim da'asur lahaniach tefillin b'chol hamoed, and according to those who say you are not allowed to wear tefillin on Cholosh HaMoed, Yifrushu ha-Yerushalmi, you will explain the Yerushalmi that I just mentioned, Bamed var mamur lahaniach, kemomar lahaniach b'keren zuvius k'dei lemochram. What are you allowed to do? To write them, to put them aside, not to put them on, because you're not putting them on. What does it mean? To put them aside, to sell them when? Right after Yom Tov, avol in ein lo ole chaverot tefillin v'tzarech lahem k'dei lahanicham b'motzoi Yom Tov yachol l'kasvan. So to write on Cholosh HaMoed just for automatic, just for sale, is of course prohibited. But to write them for somebody who needs a pair of tefillin immediately after Yom Tov is acceptable according to him as well.
Yeah. Even if you take money for it.
Even if you take money for it. That's correct.
Even if you had time before Yom Tov.
Okay, that's going to be a separate discussion. Are you allowed to specifically delay the writing of this onto Chol HaMoed? We'll get to that a little later. Yeah. Then there is one more that I wanted to show you here. So Tosfos, take a look at Tosfos B'Dibur HaMaskil Rav Yossi Omer, and it's five lines from the bottom of the Tosfos. Tosfos is going to operate with an assumption that if our Gemara allows you to write tefillin before we learned in the name of the Smak that you can write tefillin on Chol HaMoed to allow somebody to wear tefillin after Yontif. That's not what our Brisa means, according to Tosfos. According to our Brisa, when it says Kosvin tefillin, it's because la'atzmo or la'acherim, when are they putting them on? On Chol HaMoed. So we should be able to draw a conclusion that the Gemara in Moed Katan and Daf Yuter Samar Aleph believes that you're supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That's the assumption that Tosfos makes. If our Gemara is discussing, it's not discussing whether you should wear Chol HaMoed or not, that's not the sugya here. But if our Gemara is discussing that you're allowed to write a pair of tefillin, and the way the Yerushalmi says lehoniach, and lehoniach means to put them on, not to leave them aside in the corner because you're going to sell it after Yantav. Lehoniach means to don your tefillin. So then you should be able to conclude that this Gemara would be able to assist you in supporting the premise that you do wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And Tosfos is going to begin to discuss it. Says Tosfos, five lines from the bottom. Ubahalochos gedolos posak. The asur lehaniach tefillin b'Chol HaMoed. We had seen this once before. You're not allowed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Ulitam shemimait shabosos v'yomim tovim miyomim yomima mistaber shapir demimait Chol HaMoed. There are two possible reasons as to why you would not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Two possible reasons. One is the pasuk states in Parshat Bo, I apologize for not photostating that pasuk, but it's a pasuk that's, you know, if you say Vayidaber after you put on tefillin, you come across it all the time. Let me just see if anybody quotes it. Yeah, go to page 9 for a second. Page 9. The Rambam makes reference to this pasuk. Page 9. This is Perek Aleph Halacha Yud of Hilchos Tefillin. Zman Hanochas Tefillin Bayom Lo Balayla. The time of wearing tefillin is daytime and not nighttime. Shine Emar Miyomim Yomima. Here is the entire pasuk. You can write it down. Vishomarta et achukah hazot l'mo'ada miyamim yamima. There is a fundamental debate as to what chukah is being referred to in this particular paragraph. It's chapter 13 of Sefer Shemot. It's printed in our Sidurim right after you put on tefillin, the parah kadosh li kol b'chor, daber b'nei Yisrael, which has the reference to the mitzvahs of tefillin. That's why some people say it, the parash of kadosh li kol b'chor, because that's the makor in the Torah. But it says v'shamarta sachuka hazos imodem yirmi. Some rishonim say that the discussion is korban pesach, because korban pesach is called a chok. It's identified as a chok in Shmot chapter 12 at the very end. It says zot chukat hapasach. Kol ben nechar lo yochal bo. So when the Torah is telling me in the context of Yitzias Mitzrayim, v'shomarto et hachukah hazot lemoada, it's telling us do not think that Korban Pesach was a one-time experience. We want you to observe this chok miyamim yamim, meaning what? Year to year, exactly. Year to year, that it's a mitzvah ledoros. That's what that pasuk is talking about. In which case, it has nothing to do with tefillin. Alternative number two is that v'shamarta et hachukah hazot, the word chok there is referring to tefillin. And what the Torah is telling us is, number one, as the Rambam writes, that you're supposed to wear tefillin only during the day. And mi yamim yamima doesn't mean from year to year, but from day to day. That's number one. And plus, since it says mi yamim yamima, not yamim yamima, mi yamim, it means amongst all the days, some of the days, but not all of the days. So which days are black and white eliminated, says the Rambam. V'chein Shabbosos v'yomim tovim. Shabbosos and yomim tovim. Einon zman tefillin. Now, Rambam is not going to quote what I just said. Miyomim yomima. That the reason why I eliminate Shabbos and Yom Tov is based on the fact it's not, you're supposed to do it not all of days, but amongst some of the days to the next day. So some of the days excludes, according to some, Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's why you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because it's not every single day that you're supposed to wear. But the Rambam quotes the other source. Shene'emar v'hayu lecha le'os al yodecha v'shabbosin v'yamin tovim hein atzmon os. Shabbos and Yom Tov are an os unto themselves. Fine.
So that leaves Yom Yomim v'chomot.
What?
In Rambam's case, it would leave Yomim Yomima for Cholmah.
Ah, so now here comes that you could have said that, but he didn't say that. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say anything about Chol HaShamoed right here. But there is speculation amongst the Noisei Kalim. What exactly does the Rambam believe in concerning Tefillin on Chol HaShamoed? So if you take a look at yeah, if you look on the left-hand side of the on page 9, in the middle, that is the Kesef Mishneh. If you look at about 7-8 lines, it says V'nechluku haposkim b'chol HaShamoed. Sheyesh mehem omrim de bechlal yomim tovim heim, ve'ein manichin behem tefillin, ve'yesh omrim shemanichin. Some say you do, some say you don't. So, I just want to tell you that the Zohar, in a comment on Shir HaShirim, writes that it's, if you want to go straight to Gehenna, put on tefillin on Chol HaShamoed. He doesn't quite say that. But he makes the biggest stretch, the biggest prohibition against wearing tefillin on Chol HaShamoed. And it's one of the reasons why the Mechaber, as we'll see in a second, paskins that you don't wear tefillin in any place. And he writes, in all of Eretz Yisrael, we do not wear tefillin on Chol HaShamoed. Takes it very, because the Mechaber was very much influenced by Kabbalah. And it's one of the many areas where Kabbalah sometimes had a greater impact on halacha than halachic sources itself. Because the Zohar is not really a halachic source. But he goes nuts about wearing tefillin. So he just quotes the Ritz HaMachloikis, and he says, V'chein nire midivrei Rabbeinu. I also think that this is the opinion of the Rambam, that he thinks that the Rambam would say you should wear tefillin. How do I know? Because if you look at page 10 for a second, the Rambam quotes our Gemara in Hilchos Yontif, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam writes, "V'asu lichta b'moed afilu svarim tefillin u'mezuzos." Well, must be that the Rambam holds you put tefillin on Chol HaShamoed. What?
Why would you write it otherwise?
Otherwise, why would you write it? Exactly. So although the Rambam doesn't say it black on white, the Kesef Mishnah feels that since the Rambam wrote Kosev Adam Tefillin La'atzmo, that he does not believe that it's talking about that you wrote the tefillin for the day after Yontif. You didn't have tefillin. So the only way to guarantee that you would have tefillin for yourself after Yontif was to write it on Chol HaShamoed. That's not what the Kesef Mishnah believes. That when the Rambam allows you to write it on Chol HaShamoed, it's because you are putting tefillin on Chol HaShamoed. No, Yomim Yamima is only for daytime. Only for daytime. And then how does he learn out that you don't wear Shabbos and Yom Tov? Because it's an os. It's an os. And here is the kernel of the debate as to why Chol HaShamoed you might not want to wear tefillin. Depending on either drash you would like, you could say that Niyamim Yamima is not limited only to daytime hours, but Niyamim Yamima includes Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. There are certain days that you just don't wear tefillin without explaining why. Niyamim is, there are X number of days. So if I can arbitrarily say that those X number of days are Shabbos and Yom Tov, I can also say arbitrarily that when else is a day you don't wear tefillin? Chol HaShamoed. Yes?
You can say it the other way too, that Shabbos is Os Hili Olam. It never says explicitly.
That's the second Drush.
What I'm saying, but Yom Tov, it never says explicitly Os.
That is correct.
So then Chol HaShamoed is like a second derivative.
That's correct. That's a good point. Then the other side is that if you believe that the primary source is the fact that Shabbos and Yom Tov have an oath, what is the oath of Shabbos and Yom Tov that serves as the replacement of tefillin? What oath, what aspect of Shabbos and Yom Tov? So some say it's the Shvisa Mimelacha. What in effect replaces the oath of tefillin? The fact that Shabbos and Yom Tov, I comply with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wishes, and the Vayirachonim is Yom HaShviv HaKadosh Oso, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Vayishbos by Yom HaShviv Mikol Melachto. No, it doesn't. So hold on, give me one second. So if you believe that Chol HaShamoed Mita Oraisa, you're allowed to do Melacha, therefore, there is no reason not to put on tefillin on Chol HaShamoed if that's the basis of the malacha. Yeah. So it could be, if you really want that a pus comes to sav, that the machloikis, whether or not you wear tefillin on Chol HaShamoed, is really dependent on the machloikis, whether the Issa malacha is a doraisa or not. If the Issa malacha is a doraisa, then the fact that there is shvisa on Yom Tov and on Shabbos is shared with Chol HaShomoed. So therefore Chol HaShomoed has the same oath as Yom Tov does, namely shvisas melacha. But if you should say that Chol HaShomoed's isur melacha is only midrabbanan, midoraisa, you're allowed to work, then there is a clear distinction between Yom Tov and Chol HaShomoed. Yom Tov has a shvisas oath, Chol HaShomoed does not have shvisas oath. However, the story is not finished. Not everybody believes that the oath referred to Yom Tov is necessarily shvisas melacha. Others say it's the mitzvos hayom which are the oath. The lulav and esrog, the sukkah, the achilas matzah, those are the osos which replace the tefillin on Yom Tov. Those are the osos. Well, if it's the mitzvah of lulav, if it's the mitzvah of sukkah, if the mitzvah of matzah, then we can say those apply to Chol HaShomoed as well. So no matter which derash you happen to identify as your source for eliminating Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can now work it both ways to see whether Chol HaShomoed should be included in the package or not.
And what positive allegation is there for Shabbos other than Kabbalah?
No, for Shabbos, everybody says Shabbos is Shvisas Melacha. Everybody says that. But as the Baal Koreh pointed out, the word oat never appears. Correct. Even though it does say in Parshas Bereishis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sun, le'otot ulemoadim. So it could be that otot is applied to moadim as well. It's possible. But nowhere in the text concerning the description of the Chagim do you find the word ot applied. You do not.
Superfluous men and the yamim lamit and the yamim yamima. We still don't know what Rambam would do with that man.
That is correct. He doesn't. That's correct. He's apparently not putting much stock into it. That's for sure. Not putting much stock into it. Yeah. And if you take a look at the Mechaber, which I think I did bring. No? Didn't quote the Mechaber? No, didn't bring them up. The Mechaber paskins that you don't, as I said, you don't wear tefillin. What? Page 5? Yeah, there it is, right there, yeah, excuse me, right. The Mechaber writes, number one, in Halacha Aleph, B'Shabbos V'yantav Asur L'Haniach Tefillin Bnei Shem Atzman Os, V'im Manichim Behem Os Acher, HaYezilzul L'Os Shelohem. That's why it's not just that you're putter, you're not allowed to wear tefillin of Chol HaShomoed, to avoid the zilzul of what the Yom Tov itself represents. Because you're putting on your tefillin, and that's indicating the other thing is not terribly significant.
But isn't there, if you find tefillin on Shabbos?
Okay, that's the Gemara and Erevin, yes. Whether you
really
can put them on.
Yes, sir,
good, that's correct. That's going to be, that's. Well, I'll show you that source, I have that here.
So it's almost like in my receptacle.
So it's very much like it, yes. And then in Halacha Beis, B'chol HaShomoed, Gam Kein Osa Lo Neach Tvinim Antam Zeh, Ba'atzmo, Shiyimei Chol HaMoed Gam Heim Os. Gam Heim Os. Says the Ramah, V'yesh Omrim, Shechol HaMoed Chayif B'tfilin. As the Beis Yosef quotes the name of the Rosh. V'chein Nohagin B'chol Gelilos Eilu L'Hanicham B'moed Ulevarech Aleihem. Says the Ramah, you're supposed to put on tefillin on Chol HaShomoed, and this is the practice all over Europe, said the Ramah, with a bracha. Elo she'ein mivarchen aleihem b'kol ram b'beit ha'kneset k'moy shar yemos hashana. Just don't make the bracha out too loud, according in the Beit Knesset. Rabbi Schechter is on a campaign now to get guys to wear tefillin on Chol HaShomoed. Yeah, he's guys in the yeshiva tell me he's got a crusade going. that everybody should wear based on the Ramah. We follow, we are Ashkenazim who follow the Ramah and says you should put tefillin on. I had a Rav never wore tefillin chol shemoyed, and either his grandfather and his father never wore tefillin chol shemoyed.
Yeah. I thought this was the classic case of Shalavichav Yayedcha, that there, even with amongst Ashkenaz, it's very specific to each
family.
Each family.
No, but this is not where the Rav said, don't change your family minhag. He said, always follow your, change your minhag. Right, the Rav would always say, follow your, change your minhag. Exactly, he would. Follow your family minhag. But the question is, if somebody doesn't have a family minhag, something like that, the Bali Tshuva or something, what should they be doing? What? Correct? In fact, I forgot who used that word. One of the Paiskim say, don't think that Chassidim, who daven Nesach Sfarad, are exempt from this. They are Ashkenazim as well, and bound by the Psak of the Ramah. I forgot who saw that. And of course, there's not one Chassid who wears tefillin on Chol Shemoyed. Not one. Not one. Yeah. So now, what I'd like to do is read with you excerpts of the Rav's Yartzeit Shir, which is on page 678. So the title of the Shir was Saying Yalla V'Yavo on Rosh Chodesh and Cholo Shomoi. So this was a really good shir. I was at this shir. It's really good. It was early 70s. And the Rav gave the shir, which was three and a half hours, in Yiddish. And yet he wrote all of the manuscripts in Hebrew. Every one of them. I couldn't believe it. When I was there in the apartment and he was preparing my manuscript, I said, Rebbe, you're delivering the shir in Yiddish. Why are you writing it in Hebrew? He says, because Lido wrote, I know no one's going to be able to read Yiddish, and it's going to, so if somebody one day they will decide to publish, at least they'll be able to, you know, be published in a language. And he would sit and translate as he was looking at the manuscript, translating his mind to Yiddish, and kept going. So, yep. And they printed two volumes of Shi'urim La'Abba Mari. Two volumes. It's maybe half of the Yartzeit Shurim that he gave. He gave 40 Yartzeit Shurim from 1941, when his father passed away, till 1980. And that was the last Yartzeit, last public shir he ever gave, aside from his shir in the yeshiva. It was the most terrible thing I ever saw. And I told it to you. He got totally confused at the beginning of the shir, totally confused. Didn't make one sense, didn't make any sense to the next sentence. And then, so Dr. Lamb went up to him and he said, Rebbe, I think you should stop the shir. So he said, no, I'm going to start again. Starts again, same thing happens again. Rav Lifshitz went up and said, Rebbe, you should stop the shir. Didn't stop. Then his daughter came up and he stopped the shir. Tova came up and said, Pa, Tat, Abba, this is it. And that was the last public shir that he ever gave. No more Maria, no more Shuvat Rushes, only in the shir. They didn't want that to happen again. So anyhow, he writes as follows. Venerally Pashut, the Chalukah Kedushas Rosh Chodesh Mitzvishas Chol HaShemoyed. He says there is a difference between Chol HaShemoyed and that's the whole shir, but I don't want to go into that. So, line five next to the dot. Ulam, kedushas cholo shemoed, makifa harbe dinim vechalosim. Kedusha of cholo shemoed encompasses many halachot. Ube'etz etzem kedushato, and its essential sanctity, hi cheftso shel kedushas chag ha-sukos o chag ha-pesach. Kedusha zu mitbateit be'arba'a dvarim. Be'isur melacha, as is found in Parshas Amor, Korban Musaf and Parshas Pinchas, Chovos HaRegel, the obligations that you have to come to the Beis HaMikdash thrice annually in Parshas Re'ei, Ubechiyuv Mitzvos HaNohagot B'Regalim, and in the Chiyuv of the individual mitzvot that apply every Yom Tov. Kigon, Matzah B'Pesach, Oysuka B'Sukos, V'Harei Shloshes HaMechayvim Shel Korban Musaf, three of these obligations which trigger the Korban Musaf, Chovas HaRegel, and Mitzvah Sachag, Nohagim Gam B'Cholosh HaMoed. They all apply on Cholosh HaMoed. So that which makes Yom Tov unique is equally applicable to Cholosh HaMoed, because you can be Mekayim the Mitzvah Aliyah LaRegel on Cholosh HaMoed. There is a Korban Musaf on Cholosh HaMoed. There are the mitzvos of the Chag, Sukkah and Matzah, are Noeg and Cholosh HaMoed. Yisera Mizu, even more than this. Aleinu Lahavin, ki ein lanu basukot o bapesach arba kedushot nifradot. There aren't four separate kedushot on Yom Tov. Achas oseres mimalacha, vahashniya bimusif. Kedushas moadim is kedusha achida. It's united. Limashal, kedushat hayom shel Pesach o shel Sukkot is all one institution. Va'af shemechayeves hi ba'arba dvarim, even though the consequences of its kedusha spreads out into four different areas, biram hamechayev hu echad, kedushas hayom. Nimza, the net result is shebechol hamoed. Kedushas hayom lo nishtanta klal uklal mizu shel Yom Tov. The Kedushas hayom of Sukkot has not changed an iota from Yom Tov to Chol HaMoed. Ve'ein hi p'chusa mikedushas hayom shel hayom harishon o hayom haacharon. It's not any less sanctified than the first or the last day of Yom Tov. Ve'kevan shekedusha zu hi miksha ve'chativa achat. Since this sense of sanctity is based, it's like one piece of gold, one piece, one rock. Ushar hamechayvin prat le'isa malacha noagim b'chalomoid. And the other aspects, all of the others, the Korban Musaf, the Aliyah LaRegel, the mitzvos, are all applicable, with the exception of Isur Malacha, should you assume that the Isur of Cholosh HaMoed Malacha is only Midrabanan. He's going to get to it later and say that it's actually a Doraisa. So all four out of four aspects of Cholosh HaMoed are permitted. Ushar Noagim B'Chol HaMoed. Memela Shelo Pashta Tzurata HaYisodit B'Chol HaMoed V'Lo Hukfka Tokfa. Nothing has changed substantially about Cholosh HaMoed. Ela sheneemar heter miyuchad legabei malacha. A special heter was in relationship to what? To doing malacha. V'lachein be'emet Chol HaMoed karui mikra kodesh. Chol HaMoed is still called mikra kodesh, like the first and seventh days of the Yontif. Ki mefurish b'chagiga. V'im ki the mikra kodesh zeh hutra malacha, despite the fact that this mikra kodesh has a relaxed stand of malacha, and in reality, Yom Tov as a mikra kodesh also has a relaxed standard of malacha. You're allowed to engage in melechas oichel nefesh. You can cook and bake on Yom Tov. That doesn't exist on Shabbos, which is the paramount mikra kodesh. Ein beheter zeh mishum hafkaat kedushat hayom afilu bemechina zu. There is, that does not mean that the Kedusha has been somewhat diminished. Shamati pan, I heard once, mipi Abba Marizal, from my father, sheshoal et Rabbeinu Hagadol Adoni Avizal, who asked Grandpa, Rab Chaim, amai ein hu maniach tefillin b'chol HaMoed? Father asked Grandfather, how come you're not wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Bishah sheharosh, the Yeter Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Rosh and all other Chachmei Ashkenaz, sovereign, ki mitzvahs tefillin noheges b'chol HaMoed. And it's not only that, as we just saw in the Kesef Mishnah, not only Chachmei Ashkenaz. Who else did the Kesef Mishnah claim you were? The Rambam! Reb Chaim, if the Rambam says, why aren't you wearing tefillin? V'harama hichriya. Sha'afilu mevorchin aleha. The Ramah we just read says you're supposed to make the bracha on tefillin. Amnon mesoras biyadenu binidon min hagoin milvilna u'miyeshivas v'alajim. We have a tradition from the Goyim and from Abchaim v'alajim not to wear tefillin on Chol Hashamoed. Biram, harei ha'inyan nogeya b'sveika de'oraisa shehu l'chiyuva. This issue, if you're asked simply, should I put on tefillin on Chol Hashamoed? So what's your answer? It's a machloikis. So if it's a machloikis, it's a sveika d'oraisa, so how should you cover yourself on a sveika d'oraisa? Go l'chumra, of course. And umadu l'fachot lo naniach below bracha. So at least put it on without a bracha, because whenever there's a suffix, you don't make a bracha, because the bracha is only with the Rabbanan. So why shouldn't you put on tefillin without a bracha? Alzeh heishiv lo Rabbeinu Hagadol, my grandfather, nimuk histiyatuti mehanachat tefillin v'chol Hashamoed, eino mishum masores v'alashim. I am not putting on tefillin on Chol Hashamoed, not because the Goyim didn't put on tefillin, or because the Rav Chaim v'alashim didn't put on tefillin. Ebeshel da'ati. That's my opinion. What? Chol Hashamoed put the tefillin. Because Chol Hashamoed, you don't have to wear tefillin. That's why. V'kan omar la'aba mari kadvarim ha'ele. And then Rav Chaim explained to my pop the following words. Chol Hamoed kadosh kimo yom tov atzmo b'kdusha sayoyim. Elo sheyesh bo heter melacha. Hapoter shel tefillin b'shabbos v'yom tov eino isu melacha. Elo kedushas hayom atzmo. It's the sanctity of the Yom Tov that, and Shabbos and Yom Tov that triggers not wearing tefillin. Vehi, and this kedushas hayom, no heges bishlei muta b'chol hamoed. And this happens to what? To be applicable even on Chol Hashamoed. So the Rav, put a pretty, at least a family tradition of not wearing tefillin on Chol Hashamoed. And And he goes on and on. He goes on and on with this. On the whole next page.
So there are probably other reasons why we wouldn't make Kiddush on Chol Hashamoed. The Kedushas Hayom is not diminished.
That is a very good question. But the answer is that Kiddush Hayom is related to the Issa Malach. How do I know that? Because the Gemara in Bracho says that when Rav was Mekabel Shabbos early, so he was Mekabel Shabbos early. They asked him, did he make Kiddush? And he says, yeah, I made Kiddush as well, after Plag HaMincha. So now, some ask the question, you mean to tell me that Rav was of the opinion that Tosefes, we've mentioned this in the Shir many times, that Tosefes Shabbos is definitely includes not only the Issa Malacha, but also the positive dimensions, and you can eat your meal early as well? Does that mean that Rav then? So some Rishayim say no. Can't prove anything from Rav. Perhaps Tosefes only includes Issa Malach, but Kiddush is related to Issa Malach. That's why we say Vayechulu before Kiddush. There's no reason to say Vayechulu. Vayechulu is a nice pasuk. It's not part of the mitzvah of Kiddush. Kiddush starts by Pri Agafen and the Kaddish Shabbos. But you want to emphasize that what is the Vayikadish also? Kivo Shavas Mikol Melachto Ashevar Aleim Lasos. So therefore, that is why you don't, it's a good question, but that's why you don't make Kiddush on Chol Hashamoed. Alright, we'll stop here. If you have nothing to do, you can read page 8 as well. You'll see the Rav continues on the bottom 7a. Keep you a little busy. And we'll continue next of up. Thank you for coming in this terrible weather. I guess it's not so terrible.